98.7 FGR, Grand Rapids Greatest Hits. Did any of you think when you were driving around in the midst of that blizzard this weekend that spring would be around the corner? It's like March out there right now. 45 is going to continue that way for a couple of days. I still say the snow, most of it will be gone by Tuesday. Looking at the weather forecast, I think it goes below freezing for a couple of days at night over the weekend. But outside of that, it looks like it's mostly in the 40s during the day. So a lot of melt off, which is causing all sorts of weird havoc and icicles hanging from my house. One came crashing down. One came crashing down in the middle of the night last night. I just hear this right outside my window, my bedroom window. And I'm like, oh, my God, what the hell is that? Is that an animal? Is someone trying to get into the house? I don't know. You hear a noise and you're just scared. Like, you just jump out of bed and you're like ready. You grab the first thing you can use to defend yourself, which in my case was a plastic alarm clock. And I know what you're thinking. Hey, that's not really going to hurt anybody. Oh, yeah, well, ever take a plastic alarm clock off the head? It's not fun. It's just not. Plus, I have the ability to surprise. I could have hit around a corner and then hit him over the head with the alarm clock. I couldn't get to the baseball bat. I do have a baseball bat under my bed. Couldn't get to that. But, man, anyway, beware of crashing icicles, I guess, is the moral of that. 98.7 FGR, Grand Rapids Greatest Hits.
This is a journey into sound.
Let us do the audio vault, shall we?
A journey which along the way will bring to you new color, new dimension, new value.
Last night at the Kennedy Center Honors, they were honoring U2, and Eddie Vedder got up to perform one of U2's more well-known songs. Like everything in the 90s happening at once, man. That was a flashback. Whoa! This is J.J. Watt, who announced yesterday he was retiring from pro football. He used to play at Central. Yeah, he was a tight end for 1 year. And then he's like, nope, I'm going to Wisconsin. That's where he got really good.
It's the right time. Like, it feels like the right time. I mean, my body, I put so much into the game. And the wins and the losses, the mental stress and passion that comes with it, it just weighs on you. It's heavy.
Yeah. Walk away when you're still healthy, young man. There's nothing wrong with that. Will Smith is visiting the Antarctica, and he has this joke for you if you want it.
Hey, I got a joke for you. How do you find Will Smith in Antarctica? You followed a fresh print.
I see what he did there.
Yeah. Get it?
Yeah, I get it. You're still a jerk. 98.7 FGR, Grand Rapids Greatest Hits. One of the little perks you get for working the week between Christmas and New Year's is a lot of people will bring in their Christmas treats that they don't want and just leave them in the break area. And I'm like, this morning, it's a smorgasbord is what it is. And I will eat all of that before I leave today. Anyway, love this story for so many reasons, but the pressing question is never answered in the story, and it makes me just angry. A 19-year-old motorist who admitted to driving as a Honda 120 miles an hour. What? As Honda? Okay. Whenever I think of Honda, I think of my daughter's beat-up Honda Civic that had over 300,000 miles on it. And if you went over 40, it would start to shake violently. He's going to try to get that up to 120? Let's read on, kids. On an Iowa interstate, told cops he floored the vehicle last night because, quote, a good song came on the stereo. After a witness called 911 to report a reckless driver, sheriff's deputy spotted the suspect vehicle as it flew past him at 120 miles an hour at around 9:15 p.m. When the car was subsequently pulled over more than 2 miles up Interstate 380, driver Nicholas Bernard, who, by the way, I just want you to picture this in your mind right now, Iowa stoner. That's exactly what he looks like. Not Spicoli, that's California stoner. Nicholas Bernard reported to admitted to going over 120 miles an hour at one point because a good song came on the stereo on his 2006 Honda Accord EX. Well, there you go. It's a little better Honda than the one I was thinking of. Bernard was only facing a speeding citation when he opened the glove box to retrieve his registration and insurance. But uh-oh, what do you think happened then? Bam! A big bag of marijuana came out in view. Subsequent search of the vehicle turned up a pipe and drug paraphernalia. See, I told you he was a stoner. Bernard was charged with a pair of misdemeanor drug counts. The pressing question, of course, everyone wants to know is, what song was it? You got to put that in the police report, right? I looked at the police report. I looked at two news articles about this. No one came up with the song. I want to know what song made him drive 120 miles an hour. Don't you guys? Had to have been Motley Crue. Had 98.7 FGR, Grand Rapids Greatest Hits, Shabababdoo. Yeah, I love songs that have that in there. It is the JoJo Show. And a couple minutes ago, I was talking about an Iowa stoner got pulled over for doing 120 miles an hour because a good song came on the radio. He didn't indicate what the song was.
I say it had to be Sammy Hagar. I Can't Die at 55.
There you go. You know, wouldn't it be funny if it was like Celine Dion? Wouldn't that be funnier?
Even that is a Weird Al.
Right, because immediately you're like me. You're thinking it had to have been a rock song, man. Had to have been.
That's the first thing popped in my mind as soon as she says that.
Yeah.
I got, and you're right about the Jess McCauley thing and Mr. Hands Class.
Yeah. Yeah, he doesn't. Yeah, he's more of an Iowa stoner. He doesn't have the long hair or the drug rug on, but he looks like a stoner. Yeah, like you would picture an Iowa stoner to look like. But there you go. Why do we automatically think it had to have been a high energy rock song? What if he was speeding to soft rock? Wouldn't that be cool? 98.7 FGR, Grand Rapids Greatest Hits. Yeah, about that. In order for it to be as cold as ice, it has to be 32 degrees. It's 43 right now. There's no ice out there at all. And that's a good thing because everything melted last night. And had it froze overnight, oh, you'd be sliding around a little bit today, especially on those side streets. But no such thing, and that's a good thing. I don't know if you saw this clip yesterday, but J.J. McCarthy, who's the quarterback of the University of Michigan football team, who will be playing in the national semifinal on Saturday afternoon against TCU. You know, the kid seems to be gregarious. He seems to be happy all the time. And one of the reporters noticed that he has a smiley face that he draws on his left hand every game in a Sharpie pen. So at the presser earlier this week, they asked him about that, and he told this story.
So my sophomore year in high school, Nazareth Academy, it was my first loss as a starting quarterback. And it was a game that was not too good. I had a couple picks. Just things weren't going my way. And after the game, I was signing autographs, and this little girl came up to me, and she kind of just drilling me with questions like, "Why are we so mad out there? Like, you look so upset. Why weren't you having fun? All this." And I was just like, "Dang, like, I don't know. I just wasn't having a good game. All this, blah blah blah." And she's like, "You need to smile more." And she drew the smiley face on my hand, and I just kind of. It was such a profound moment for just how simple it was and how, I don't know, it was like just maybe a 7-year-old girl telling me that. And just wore it on my hand for the rest of the games just because I kind of took that message to heart, and we went undefeated from then. So it was kind of a little bit of a superstition for me. And, you know, it's just a subtle way of just kind of promoting positivity in this world because this world needs it.
Yeah, also a subtle way of reminding you not to take life so serious. Like, if he looks down there, he probably is like, "I'm playing a stupid game. That's what I'm doing. I'm playing a game. It's not serious." I know fans get serious about football, but players don't need to be serious about it. Go out there and have fun. That's what it looks like that kid's doing. So, hey, so far, so good. And go Blue. 98.7 FGR, Grand Rapids' greatest hits. If there was a diner and it was run by all just 80s musicians, what position do you think Prince would have? Would he be the maitre d'? Well, they don't have maitre d' at diners, do they? They just have a host. And they just say, "Hey, you can sit anywhere you want." That's what it is. I bring this up because Bruce Springsteen told CBS this morning that he is indeed an expert when it comes to making pancakes. Oh, really, Bruce? Really? He went on to say, "I'm now proud to say that should the whole music thing go south," and it still could for Bruce, right? "I would be able to hold down a job between the hours of 5 and 11 at any diner in America." Well, Bruce, I'm a pretty good pancake maker myself, and I'd like to challenge you to a pancake bake-off. Have you ever put bacon in your pancakes? Huh? Little flecks of bacon? Real? Applewood bacon? No, you haven't. I thought of that. See? That's the thing. That's how I would win the pancake cook. 98.7 FGR, Grand Rapids Greatest Hits. Since they covered a Motown classic there, I'll share this piece of information with you today. It was 65 years ago this day that the Detroit Lions won their last World Championship. 59-14 over the Cleveland Browns. Yes, they were that good back in the day, long before I was born, or was even a glint in my dad's eye. I wasn't even that yet. It is the JoJo Show on 98.7 FGR. Speaking of my dad, he always considered New Year's Eve to be amateur hour. He was a big-time drinker, but he stayed home on New Year's Eve. He's like, I don't want to see all the amateur people out there trying to drink. It's a day when people who normally don't drink, drink too much, and then they try to drive around town, and it's not good. That was his philosophy, and he stuck to it. So New Year's Eve, we could always count on Dad staying home. It was weird. Maybe not any of the other nights during the year, but New Year's Eve, yeah, he was home. So here's my question to you this morning, 616-459-9898. Do you ever have a drunk adventure on New Year's Eve? And what happened? We'll find out in a few minutes. This is it. 98.7 FGR, Grand Rapids Greatest Hits. Aerosmith was at their best with a harmonica in a horn section. That was crying. It is the JoJo Show at 98.7 FGR. Here's a good reason not to drink. we're talking about New Year's Eve and the fact that a lot of people don't drink normally, get drunk on New Year's Eve. What happened to you?
I got too drunk and I literally just said, I'm going on an adventure. And for some reason, my friends let drunk me go on an adventure. They found me in the woods that was in the back of the house. Sleeping on the ground.
Well, here's the thing. This is why you shouldn't drink. She had an adventure, apparently, but can't remember any of it. Who knows where she went? Who knows what she did? But she slept well.
Little sex in the morning.
It's the JoJo Show on 98.7 FGR, Grand Rapids' greatest hits. How you doing? Pretty good? Good. You look good. Just want to know. Just take a look at yourself in the rearview mirror there. You look hot. You're smoking. You're a smoke show. That's what you are. You know, we hear a lot about healthy habits this time of year. People who vow to reform themselves for the new year, and that's a good thing, right? It's good to take stock of yourself every once in a while and go, okay, I need to make some changes. These are the ones I'd like to try and do. And usually it's stuff like I need to exercise more, I need to eat less, or maybe drink less. Those are all perfectly things if you said, people would go, I'll help you do that. But they went to Reddit. Somebody went to Reddit the other day and asked, what is the most acceptable unhealthy habit? In other words, it's very unhealthy, but people won't say anything to you. Like, for instance, if you're drinking too much, someone who's a true friend of yours who actually loves you might say something like, hey, maybe you need to knock back a little bit. And, you know, you can react any way you want, but at least they're showing some sort of concern for you. And that's kind of a good thing, right? But I guarantee if you do these things on this list, that what people said, no one's going to say nothing to you. Like the two, this says all you want to know about our society right now. The two top two things I've responded to what is the most acceptable unhealthy habit are lack of sleep and overworking. I guess, you know, I take that back. I guess somebody might come to you and go, aren't you working too much? But for the most part, people at work are certainly not going to say anything to you if you're working too much. Are they? No, they're going to go, keep working. You're doing some of my work. That's a good thing. I can leave early then. And sleep deprivation, that's sad that that we don't get enough sleep in our society. We really don't. So that's my New Year's resolution. I'm going to sleep more. And I'm going to sleep at work. That's what I'm going to do in 2023. Just so I get more sleep. 98.7 FGR, Grand Rapids Greatest Hits. I saw an interview with Bryan Adams where he said he found the drummer that played on that song in a bar playing with a... with a cover band, and he's like, hey, that guy's pretty good. Why don't you show up to the studio tomorrow at this time? We're recording a song, and he is on that track. Now I want to hear his side of the story. It's probably 10 times better.
This is a journey into sound.
Let's jump into the audio vault here. Sounds from around the world.
A journey which along the way will bring to you new color, new dimension, new value.
Let's start in Washington, D.C., where the Kennedy Center honors were last night. They were honoring U2, among other people. And this is Eddie Vedder jumping in on U2's One Love.
One love, one love.
In 1990, 95. Heart is melting right there. That's a 90s moment if ever there was one. Luka Doncic set a record this week when he scored 60 points, 20 rebounds, and 10 assists in one game. Now what do you do after that?
60 points, 20 boards, never happened, baby. How's it feel right now?
I'm tired as hell.
You can rest later. You're young.
I need a recovery beer.
He needs recovery beer. Don't we all need a recovery beer? That's what those are officially called, right? Recovery beers? There is nothing better than a beer after a basketball game. I will tell you that. J.J. Watt is another sports figure who's had an outstanding career. Started here at CMU, but he's retiring from the NFL. Why?
It's the right time. Like, it feels like the right time. I mean, my body, I put so much into the game. And the wins and the losses, the mental stress and passion that comes with it, it just weighs on you. It's heavy.
Yeah. Amen, brother. Get out while you're still healthy. 98.7 FGR, Grand Rapids, greatest hits. It is the JoJo Show, 840. Boy, I was on Twitter this morning. The Southwest Airlines really getting hammered. Apparently, they canceled a bunch of flights. Well, you know, the weather caused a lot of delays. I understand that. But the way they handled it was not good. And there's all sorts of Southwest Airline jokes. And now a video from Southwest Airlines themselves apologizing for their behaviors. But some of the better jokes here. Why is COVID better than Southwest Airlines? Because COVID is airborne. It's one of them. Here's a guy posting, I just found out Southwest Airlines canceled my doctor's appointment today. And last but not least, we have this guy who says, I just saw a Southwest Airlines jet for sale on Craigslist for $500.